and a number of prominent people calling for me to be fired, and so on. And so I have a responsibility this morning to provide some context and proportionality to who I am or what I do. And I don't want anybody to think that this that I'm trying to weasel out of these remarks, or that this is some kind of excuse, because there isn't any excuse for what I said. And I'm not inclined to try to weasel out of these comments, which is why when I reached out to Reverend Sharpton and he invited me on his program, I'm grateful that he's allowing me to come talk to him and his audience. So he's still calling for me to be fired, and that's his right, but at least he's going to let me talk to him. So these young women at Rutgers, they don't know who I am. I mean, they picked the paper up, and they don't know. They don't know whether I'm some right-wing racist nut, whether I was angry, whether it was some kind of diatribe, whether I was drunk. They don't know whether I just came on the radio and said, hey, the young women of Rutgers are yada yada. So let me provide a context briefly for them, not as an excuse. Not that it makes this okay. Nothing makes this okay. But there's a difference between premeditated murder and an accidental, and the gun going off accidentally. I mean, somebody still gets shot, but the charges are dramatically different. This program has been for 30 or 35 years a program that makes fun of everybody. It makes fun of me, and it makes fun of everybody on the planet. And sometimes it makes fun of me to a vicious standpoint. Does that mean I get to say something about the Rutgers women? Of course not. But that's the context in which we operate here.